This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Yeah, celebrities, they really are just like us. This is kind of sweet. Sarah Silverman, she's got herself a new boyfriend, and they hooked up through Call of Duty, of all places.
Really?
She was on Ellen yesterday, and she was talking about it a bit.
I didn't know that... Sarah Silverman was like a big gamer, did you?
Well, she said when the world started locking down, she decided to start playing video games again. Apparently, she had played before and kind of had gotten away from it. So she went out and bought a console and some games, including Call of Duty, World War II.
Wow.
This guy who I knew peripherally, he direct messaged me on Twitter. He goes, I'll play with you online. We were both quarantining, you know? So every night at 7:05, I put my headset on. And I kill Nazis with this guy. I mean, yada, 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 we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Wow. And now you get to spend time with him or no?
Yeah, he came out here. He's living out here and it's great. And we make sweet love.
That's so
well,
weird.
I feel like I'm jinxing it by talking about it on Ellen, but I can't help myself.
That's sweet.
Good for her. I love that she's a little giddy. You know, yeah. She's trying to contain herself, but she can't help talking about it.
Every time I hear her talk without seeing her, though, I cannot get the Wreck-It Ralph Vanellope character out of my head because she's the voice of Vanellope on the Wreck-It Ralph movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So when I hear her just talk, that's all I can see is this little cartoony chick.
She's got a great character voice.
Oh, she like does.
Yeah,
yes.
She's very good.
Yeah, she could have a career in animation forever, I suppose, if she wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Brad Pitt is being sued for allegedly scamming a woman out of $40,000, in part by dangling the possibility of marriage in front of her. Kelly Christina is a healthcare CEO from Plano, Texas.
A CEO?
Yeah.
So this is a pretty sharp lady, you would think.
An accomplished woman.
At least in a business sense.
Right. She says Brad Pitt contacted her 2 years ago to help him raise money for his Make It Right Foundation. Make It Right is a charity he set up to help rebuild New Orleans after the big hurricane, Hurricane Katrina. Anyway, she sent him $40,000 over the course of 2 years with the agreement that he show up to fundraising events. Now, obviously, he never did. Over that period, she says, though, they also developed some kind of personal relationship that included, quote, discussions of marriage.
See, right there, that should be a sign. You've never met the guy, and he's talking about marrying you.
Right. Unless he's talking to Jen Jordan, you know, then
well,
it
then
could
go.
Be legit.
But... Well, he wouldn't be able to help himself.
Right. Me. Well, pretty soon, she stopped sending Brad, in quotations, his money, and he ghosted her. Well, she's now suing him for $100,000. Now, it's pretty obvious that Kelly got scammed by an imposter, or it's pretty obvious to everyone but Kelly, that is. The real Brad Pitt's lawyers told her that he's never heard of her, but she's still going ahead with her lawsuit against him anyway.
Mm, yeah, scorned.
Yeah. Hell hath no fury.
Even if you weren't the scorner.
No kidding.
How did she not know, though? I mean,
how do you company? Get to a position like that? I don't know.
Well, IQ and EQ are two completely different things.
Yeah.
I think it's because you just want it so badly.
It would be wonderful.
I got a girl from Colombia on Instagram hitting me up right now, showing me her boobies, wanting me to send her cash. I'm like, I'm gay, dude.
Yeah.
It ain't going to work. You speak English, right? Yes. Everything's in English on my Instagram page.
She's like, it doesn't matter that you're gay, Tim. I still want you to send me 40 Gs.
But like, here I am going, that's a scam.
Yeah.
I don't even need to think more than 2 seconds about it. And then this woman is...
pretty obvious.
You know.
Yeah.
Doing this thing with...
And sending money, a lot of money.
Starting in November, Singapore will offer cruises to nowhere. So they're basically just going to go out, float, and come back. So if you're tired of being cooped up at home, try it in a smaller room that rocks back and forth.
After a week of online voting, a national park in Alaska yesterday crowned a bear named Black Bear 747, the winner of its annual Fat Bear Week. Though, if you ask me, any contest where you...
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com.
Surgery has an art.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Can eat whatever you want, then pass out for 6 months? Everybody's a winner.
Listen to this. I saw that the governor of California has a new recommendation for residents to safely eat at restaurants during the pandemic.
The governor's office tweeted out saying, when you're eating out at a restaurant, to keep your mask on in between bites of food.
So you have to pull your mask down, you take a bite, then you put your mask back on, you chew, swallow, then repeat. Or you could just fill your mask with food and eat like a horse.
Six 39, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Sunny and nice today. I'm excited. I wasn't expecting a high of 78 today. I was hoping we'd be in the 70s, but that's a little bonus.
Were you outside at all yesterday?
We were.
It was hot, almost like you needed shorts on, right?
We cracked open a bottle of rosé at about 5 o'clock and just chit chatted out there for about an hour before we went in and cooked dinner.
Yeah, it's sad. It's getting dark earlier.
I know.
As soon as it's dark, I want to put my jammies on, and I usually do.
Yeah. I did go outside last night to see if I could see the meteor shower. We were talking about it yesterday, that there was a meteor shower right around like dusk, sundown, and I'm looking at the sky and looking at the sky. You know, there's one. Oh, there's one. There's one. So I didn't know like exactly what I was looking for, other than they said it's supposed to look like a shooting star. So I'm not really sure if I really saw one or if it was just like all the twinkling stars, but I tried.
It felt like it.
Yeah.
We saw a medevac helicopter fly to Jewish Hospital. That was about all we saw where we were.
Something in the sky.
Yeah.
Something in the sky.
That's right.
All right. So the NFL season is not doing really great, actually. Tennessee Titans are the epicenter of the COVID-19 mess. The Titans had positive tests yesterday, returned for the 8th time in 10 days and the 10th time in their last 13 rounds of testing. Over that time, going back 2 weeks, they've had 23 positive tests, 13 from players. So the Titans players, in the wake of all of these tests, disobeyed the league and organized a workout at a private school after they were banned from their practice facility. So obviously they're not taking the protocol seriously. And here is the current plan, because it is a mess. The Titans-Bills game scheduled for Sunday is being moved to Tuesday, but that will only happen if there are no more positive tests.
Oh.
But the Bills were supposed to play again next Thursday for their Week 6 game against the Kansas City Chiefs. So if the Titans and Bills play on Tuesday, the Chiefs game will move to Sunday. But if the Tuesday game is scrapped, then the Bills and the Chiefs will play on Thursday as planned.
This makes it very hard for fantasy football.
Oh, yeah. How are you supposed to put your team together? You know, like, when are they playing?
I don't pay attention enough for all of this movement.
If the Tuesday game doesn't happen, it'll be the second straight week the Titans couldn't play. It's unclear how the league will handle that. But there are rumors that they could free up another week after the regular season and before the playoffs to play postponed games. Or they could just use winning percentages instead of win-loss records to decide the playoff matchups.
A lot of moving parts.
If the Titans have to forfeit this week's game, the Bills players would be screwed since both teams would miss out on a paycheck. But that's not the only scheduling issue.
Oh, geez.
The New England Patriots are having trouble with COVID as well. So the Patriots-Denver Broncos games will be moved from Sunday to Monday night. It will be the early Monday night game. Same thing happened last week when the Patriots and Chiefs were moved from Sunday to Monday.
It's a ploy.
It's Bill Belichick cheating again.
It's every single
wanting
night.
Wanting to play on Monday.
All football, all the time. That's what they're hoping for.
It's a mess.
Can't go a day without an NFL game.
Thursday night football had an odd ending last night. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers had little time remaining in the game. They were trailing the Bears 20-19. Tom Brady threw an incomplete pass, turned to his sideline holding four fingers up like they were going into fourth down, but they weren't. That play was it.
That was fourth down.
Yeah, here's how it sounded.
Fourth down and five. Brady passes, broken up, incomplete, and the Chicago Bears are going to take over.
I don't know if Brady, the way Brady reacted and hold up his fourth, I think he thought it was third down.
And Brady's still standing out there, but that's fourth down, and it's Chicago's ball. And Brady's finally being told that's it.
Yeah, it looks like Brady lost the down. Clearly, looked like he thought he had another shot at it.
He lost track of the downs.
Yeah, start to lose count after a certain.
Yeah. What am I again? What down are we on?
So the Bears beat the Bucks 20-19. The Bears move to 4-1 on the year, and the Bucks fall to 3-2.
There's all a bunch of stuff going around online too, Jeff, that he was kind of pouting about the fact that they lost like that and just left the field without shaking hands or even recognizing the other team.
Oh, well, that's not good.
So he was being like a big crybaby.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Saturday Night Live is probably going to have a lot of fun with the vice presidential debate and the fly on Mike Pence's head. So,
that's so funny.
There is a call on social media.
He's perfect for that.
Demanding that Jeff Goldblum make an appearance as the fly. Because, of course, he starred as the scientist who accidentally turned himself into a fly. Right?
That was such a weird movie.
In the movie The Fly.
Yeah, I hated that movie.
Yeah. No official word, but if it continues to gain momentum online, you'd have to think the show would try to swing it. Because
yeah.
That would be really funny.
That would be really funny. All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.